Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We're recording now, so don't say anything to family.
And another thing, and another thing.
I look at you, Emma.
What just happened? This feels like the anxiety of the leaving cert. It's fine. Just holding my head in my hands. I've also...
pressure.
Also, a spot has come up. We're on day 2 with the leaving cert.
Did you get the spot for the leaving?
I've gotten a spot. It's been 22 years since I did my leaving cert. And the anxiety of what's happening to poor teenagers in this country is really with me.
Tell me about your leaving cert. I'd love to know.
Will we start the podcast?
Yeah, we'll start it. Let's start it.
Hello and welcome to...
And another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Dorn.
And this is the podcast where we... I swear to God, my brain is fried. What do? We contribute to, but not add value in any way to
no,
the conversation.
That's what we do.
And at least this week, and I know major nostalgia klaxon, we have both gone through this.
Yeah. Oh, that's my alarm.
In very different ways.
My bloody alarm again.
Is that you finished the study? Is this your 5-minute break that you have to take?
Yeah. Get the fresh air. Rescue Remedy.
And it's like, this is the time of year where Rescue Remedy go. And let's watch those Irish sales go through the roof. I don't think I ever took a Rescue Remedy, but my God, were there 75 packs. It's like the communion when you get the card with the fiver. People call around with Rescue Remedy at the leaving cert.
And how much does the little bottle cost?
I don't know.
You see, nobody cares about the price. They're just, you could charge anything. They should put this in their new marketing meeting. You can charge whatever you want for that stuff. People will just buy it.
You're creating the next Collison Brothers.
Yes.
So don't think about the money of the Rescue Remedy. It's going to be worth it because they're going to pay you back in time.
Christ almighty.
You know, in other countries, you do something and you get over it and you move on with your life.
Yeah.
In Ireland, the famine and the leaving cert.
That's pretty much it.
Collective trauma that we are never, ever going to get over. And we all just look at each other. Lead up to leaving, I'm like, oh God, the poor dotes. Today, we're on English paper yesterday, we're on day 2. I'm like breathing heavily for them.
No, you need to get the first 3 days out of the way. And then it's like, okay. But the first couple of days are very intense. And for everyone around that student. So when you're the student... You think, and rightly so, you're like, I'm in a heap, I'm doing this thing. But you don't realise at the time how much of a massive impact it has on everybody around you. Mm-hmm. And how they are trying to be as supportive as they can. Look, sorry, before we get too into this, can I just say to the Irish celebrities that put up a social media post about don't worry about it, look at me, I did shy and I turned out grand. Fuck off. First of all, nobody asked you. You're old. Nobody cares. Second of all, fuck off. Third of all, like, you're not, okay, you did shit in the leaving, but are you very well connected? Did right. your dad get you an internship when you were in college? Answer these, riddle me this first. How annoying is that? Anyone over the age, like fucking 22, doing the leaving cert post and telling people not to worry about it, who knows nobody who's doing the leaving cert, winds me up.
So did everyone fail their leaving, and why is everyone doing so well? Because everyone seems to have I did shite.
Everybody. So bad.
Would anyone stay up and be like, Paul O'Connell, I got over 600 points, lads. Well done, Paul O'Connell, to you. I love celebrating that Paul O'Connell is like the smartest man in Ireland.
Is he?
Yeah, he did incredibly well in the leaving. All Limerick people know this, and we like going around and telling everyone about. It's like Paul O'Connell is our collective child. Yes.
Sorry, Paul, to react so strongly, but I wouldn't have thought that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Just goes to show it means absolutely fuck all, doesn't it?
You can be this. What are you saying there?
Okay.
How dare you about national treasure.
Sorry, Paul.
Human Superman, Paul O'Connell.
But it's very annoying when you're in the middle of somebody saying, oh, don't worry about it, it doesn't matter a shite.
Yeah, because you are up to your neck in stress and anxiety and just trying to keep some rote learning in your head and also having time to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I had a lot going on in leaving cert year. And I don't need to hear, don't worry about it, it doesn't matter. I'm like, then why are you making me do this? If it doesn't matter, why are you all tiptoeing around the house and feeding me very well and bringing me cups of tea, which never happens because I'm the youngest and I've got to make the tea.
Yes,
all of a
course.
Sudden, I've got my brother bringing me a cup. I'm like, why are you bringing me tea? But don't worry, this doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter, I was told it doesn't matter so much, I just stopped studying. I went, grand.
Why do we have pull out supplements in the Irish Times about it? If it doesn't matter, like, what's that all about?
And what student is reading that I can pull out supplements from the Irish Times? Yeah. I did it. I bought two of them just so that my mum thought I was taking it seriously. Then she saw it was the Irish Times and she spat and she was like, get that out. Wait, here's the Indo. You're from farming stock. Getting above your station reading the Irish Times.
Now tell me. Actually, I'm going to guess.
Go on.
Because I don't know what you got.
Yeah.
Let me have a look at you. Okay, tell me the subjects. Can you remember what subjects you did?
I did history.
Yeah, okay.
I did chemistry.
Okay.
Never went to a double class. I think I went to one class a week of chemistry.
Okay.
And I also did history, chemistry.
Yeah.
There's another one, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Economics. Which was the last exam on the timetable.
Oh, yeah. I did classical studies. That's
you're down further than me, aren't you?
It's kind of, that's in August pretty much.
That's it.
That.
Yeah. You've got
I reckon that you got, would I put you at?
Not good. It's grand.
Okay. 375?
A bit higher, but not much. Yeah.
395? Oh, no, you're in the fours.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If you're in the fours, you can't say, I didn't do that well.
I didn't, but you know what? This is the thing, and I'm fine. I should have done so much better. I didn't know any chemistry going into that exam, and I picked it because you were meant to pick a science subject.
Yeah, that was the thing.
I've got no interest in science. Like, please let me do something else. And they're like, no, you have to do a science subject. I did economics. I think I did economics because I liked graphs. I liked colouring in graphs with highlighters.
Yeah, it's a good one to get the ruler out for. Yeah.
I loved doing that. And I wasn't artistic and it made me feel like I was creative.
Nice.
And we spent most of our time talking to our economics teacher, Dinny, who I absolutely adored. He was a great man, but he'd always just be given, he had a house in College Park in Limerick. And he'd be in going, they've knocked a fucking another hole through the wall. They kept knocking holes through the wall
in
between the houses because they didn't want to walk around. He'd just come in and tell us stories about first years. I don't think we did any economics.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
He's one of these really smart people that he's like, you know that, don't you? Micro versus macro and that. You got that? Okay, so let me tell you this story. And I just loved his class because it was great crack.
Yeah, I know what you mean. One of yeah. the yeah, I had a kind of a similar economics. Yeah. So you wouldn't spend too much on time on the actual subject.
No, and this is why I don't know anything.
But you still did well. You still got four something.
Yeah, but I genuinely do. When I look back, I was like, I wish I'd just done a little bit more work. And I'm happy to say that. It's only okay. the Leaving Cert and No One Cares. Yeah, they do. Leaving Cert is still brought up.
Yeah.
People still talk about what did you get? And then I loved history, which was great. But it's not ideal when you're trying to write nicely and you're doing 9-page essays.
Yeah, it's the speed.
I thought my arm was going to fall off.
Oh, God.
So how did you do? Bearing in mind you had a lot going on. The only person who has ever been pregnant during a state exam, Emma Doran.
The other girl in my year who's just like, why the fuck did she get to bang on about it all the time? What was I doing? Actually, the two other girls. Anyway.
Two other girls. There yeah. was three in your year that were pregnant, but you are the only oh, person no. in One Irish history.
One of them was in fifth year. One of them was in fifth year. So.
Oh, it's all coming out now, isn't it? One of the, More yeah. people were was pregnant.
There, yeah, there was. I can't remember the timeline of the fifth year girl exactly. Like, was she a little bit pregnant in sixth year? I probably started to just focus on my own pregnancy
was
then.
Was she a little bit pregnant?
Yeah, was she a little bit pregnant? I don't was know. A little bit pregnant.
Can you be a little bit pregnant?
You can be a little bit pregnant. You can be a little bit pregnant and people don't yeah. know you're pregnant. Mm,
sorry, of course.
I got 3.35.
Bloody brilliant. Sorry.
Now. And I did the applied. Is it the vocational or something where you could do extra things and get a few extra points?
Yeah.
So I did like a computer thing where you learned how to type or something.
Where you learned how to use the QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
And you did the speed test.
Yeah, which I failed. And you had the box over your fingers. No, you did with the apply. Oh, yeah. You had to put a business. You did a business plan. You did a whole lot of shite like that. And you could get, I think, like 15 extra points. So I was able to add that on or something like that. I'm not entirely sure how it worked. Yeah. So I got 3.35. And I remember we went up to get the results. And I was like disappointed because I was trying to be like realistic with my points of what I could get. And there was a course in IADT, which was English, Media and Cultural Studies. And that's what I wanted. And I didn't get that. And I got the second one, which was Business and Arts Management.
Okay.
So I was annoyed. But my mom was delighted for me because she was like, she told me later, she was like, I just was delighted that you got something that you could go and do your degree or whatever. So, yeah, but I remember I had a separate room. I didn't do the Leaving Cert with everybody. Did you know this?
What? Because I do want to say, yeah. And I know we've talked about this, but honestly, fair play. Doing your Leaving Cert after, like, I can't imagine.
But you
imagine.
Know the way, you don't know. You don't know.
I keep forgetting. And I know it was your experience.
Everything's in the context of your own life, isn't it?
But Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that's...
It's fairly stressed, yeah.
To it is every stress. Person who did that. And a lot of people did that.
Oh, loads of people, yeah.
Bloody hell. In a world where it was all shameful, and you're sitting there, can we please give these women some medals? Can we get them a gold card to Coppers? Like, can we do something to say congratulations because you're bloody amazing?
Card to Coppers would be a nice little touch.
Would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, because the midwife in Hollis Street told me that they'd had people do it in Hollis Street.
That is some Isn't amount it? Of determination.
Because I think now it seems to be a bit better if people get sick or there's something going on, they can defer it where they can do it at a later stage.
Yeah, there's grievance that they're sort of sympathetic. Yeah, you can.
But I don't think you really had those options until relatively recently.
Oh, they fought for that. Like yeah. there were kids going in doing it and their parents had died the day before.
Insane. Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. That's, but I, so they can now, there are like exemptions or whatever, or yes. that, and you don't have to wait until the following year to do it.
Yeah.
I would hate now, I know college and whatever is different, but even the thoughts of studying anything and doing an exam on it, I'm like, I just about squeezed out enough to do it through college.
Yeah.
But the thoughts of studying something, I mean, I know this isn't great for furthering oneself and always evolving and like always on the thirst quest for knowledge.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me, unless it was for some sort of like Channel 4 documentary, but you couldn't pay me
to get pregnant again and see what it's like now that you're in your late 30s.
To study under, I think it's the whole thing of, it's under, if you read a book or you go out and find information about something because you're genuinely interested in it and whatever.
It's for enjoyment.
But if you're having to learn something and study it and regurgitate that all on somebody else's timeline and what they think is the best way to regurgitate that back and show that you have an understanding of it, just to me now, that's absolutely puke inducing. Ella was saying to me, so Ella, my little Ella Bella, she got the full whack in her Leaving Cert.
Of course she did. Got it all.
She got all the points.
The full six.
620. Because when you do higher level maths.
So basically you got 620.
Yeah. So basically I fucked her up to such an extent. Even though she didn't need 600 points anywhere close. She's not doing medicine or anything like that. She felt the need for such validation from academic achievement that she put herself in knots to get the full marks.
To be fair, she'd already done it once when she was a few days old. So, like, did she not have a bit of an unfair advantage?
Yeah, she probably did. She had done it once already. And she did the thing, because it was during lockdown, where you could get the predictive or you could go and sit the exam. And she did both.
Ella. She's something else.
But I don't know why. But she
because
did,
why
but,
not?
Because she want. Because it's made to feel really important. And then I think it was.
No, I don't mean it like that.
During lockdown,
I don't mean it like
that.
Oh,
I know. Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to diminish. When I said earlier on, because lads, it obviously matters. We all know from hindsight.
Yeah.
That it's never going to dictate what you do with your life. All the things and why people write those Instagram posts and those tweets.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's such a big deal at the time.
Yes.
And Ella is one of those people who clearly thrives with going. So you have to study this.
Yeah.
You have to do this. Those kids that we all knew that were so good at their timetables that I've got to learn this today. I'm going to learn this today.
Yeah.
I am in awe of those people.
I do know what it's so funny, because when she was in primary school, like me, she had delayed speech. Mm. And so she would have gotten like resource errors to help with like her reading and whatever.
Yeah.
And I think she much preferred secondary school than primary school, because for a long time I actually had to go to school because she was still getting these resource errors. And I was like, she's absolutely fine. She doesn't need them anymore. And they're like, oh, no, but they're there and there's no harm using them. And I was like, well, I don't really like the idea of her being taken out of class separately to go and do this stuff. And they're like, oh, don't worry about it. There's not the stigma about that kind of stuff that there used to be. I was like, okay, so human beings are completely different. Cool, cool. So I find that all very annoying. But it's funny how she, it's not like a measure, like don't get me wrong, obviously she's very intelligent, but it's only a measure of a certain type of intelligence. But it's also, yes, what it really measures is how able you are to understand a system and what that system is asking for you.
Beating the algorithm.
That's essentially what it is. And then when she went to college, and I think she was getting some feedback on something, I was saying to her, oh, yeah, no, this is what the algorithm in college is. And she was out for her birthday tonight.
Was she like twitching going, sorry?
Yeah.
Why is this different?
I was like, no, it's different. You're the one to see that you've read shit. You've got to give them sources and all. You got to do quotes.
You got to have ideas.
Yeah, you've got to have the fucking, what's the thing at the bottom of the page?
The bibliography.
All that shit. But the Leaving Cert, I mean, it would have been nice if they kept some element of the predictive grades. Have they kept a little bit? I know there's stuff now, it was great that they changed it where there was stuff in history like that you could hand in.
Well, there's continuous assessment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's happening.
Which is good.
It's an imperfect system and we're never going to come up with the perfect
thing.
Because
no,
if
you
you're good at rote learning, which I had we'll say my history essays.
Yeah.
I picked however many I was going to do. I had them down to a sentence. So I had 7 sentences and that was my whole essay. So it was the start of every paragraph.
Okay.
And I just had that one sentence learned off in my head. And then I was like, oh, I know the essay now.
Yeah. I did have an essay for my Irish that I learned off. So no matter what was coming up, that was the essay that I was going to do. And it was a page, single page that I'd learned off by heart.
Yeah.
And it was about, it was just a vague essay about absolutely nothing with all those like Irish phrases. You know,
tongue green expulpus is fair. Yeah. And chalk tree hinna.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, there was ones that they were like, you know, they'd give you a line. They're like, oh, they really like this. They really like that line. So it was just a nonsense essay about I went out, went for a walk, noticed a whole lot of stuff, suddenly fell and then was back in bed and it was all a dream. And I just whacked that down and that's what was happening. And I think I even told my Irish teacher, but of course. If you learn an essay off that you whack down, no matter what the titles are, because you don't know what, you can't understand what any of the titles are, you've got a bit of time on your hands. So I'm going to say this now. I'm going to own up to it. In pretty much all my Leaving Cert exams, I wrote notes to the people that were correcting my Leaving Cert.
What did you tell them?
I told them. What did you tell them? I've just had a baby. Please give me some marks.
You didn't.
I 100% did.
Did you do that Ask Helga?
No.
You didn't even bother.
Well, I wouldn't have had time in English because when I came to do English, I hadn't felt like I hadn't been in school for ages. I didn't go back. It was late Easter. I didn't go back after Easter. So when I went in, I'm in a room on my own. I got spooked and it took me a couple of minutes to kind of just like try and, you know, get my head in that zone. Yeah. Anyway, so I didn't have time in English. But a lot of the other ones, and especially as we got towards the end, I would have written notes. And I thought as well, I think I just got the D in the Irish. I was pissed off about the Irish because I went and did the oral exam.
Yeah.
And he said to me,
Oh no,
what's the one when you're speaking to them?
The oral. The oral is the listener.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you interrupted my Leonish Gukurmuk the screwed for fair.
That's Sharika.
I got the question that I going liquids.
Oh my god. And so often I used to go into that class again. Forgot my listening book. But just look in with Aoife. And you're like, yeah, great, thanks.
But I forgot my listening book.
That's what I said all the time. I didn't want to do it. But I went in and he goes, oh, why are you wearing tracksuit bottoms? Are you enjoy sport? In fairness, he was trying to start off a conversation about, you know, like sport or whatever.
What do?
And I said, no. Tome ag umper clina, which I knew from the book on Triel. You know the story. Basically, right. I'm prego in sixth year. You've got on Triel, the book in Irish, where a girl gets pregnant by a local married man and decides to end her life by sticking her head in an oven. That's when you could stick your head in an oven and it would stay on with the door open. You know the way now there's a safety thing.
Sylvia Plath, yeah.
So you can't do that. So that was the first thing. So hold on.
Because we did Tori during with Agus Grania, and that was just a Gnais Suis on Crown. So they were just having sex up a tree.
Oh, okay.
So yours was a book
that
basically told young girls that if you get pregnant out of wedlock, stick your head in an oven and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well done, Irish education system.
And he was kind of well respected in society. So you had.
Of course he was.
Yeah, yeah. And you're sitting there like. Pregnant.
He's fine, but you need to kill yourself. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Reproductive fabulous. System and home ec.
Jesus Christ. Did you feel like the Leaving Cert curriculum was trolling you?
Oh, 100%. And then we had sex education when she's finally getting to the good part of a penis being inserted into something. You're finally, we've stopped talking about periods. Finally, finally. We can all draw those fallopian tubes in our sleep. And we get it. We're like, we've been getting periods for years. We get it. let's talk about something juicy.
I only learned about it and in your mid-20s.
You're finally getting to something about sex and you're just like sitting there pregnant going, can I go home? Like, this is degrading.
Did you start doing your Leaving Cert Irish book in fifth year?
I think you do.
Yeah, you do. Sorry, yeah, we started doing Toric. So it wasn't like the teacher was like, I'll teach this one. I'll teach these three.
No, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Okay. But it was, you feel like, I think even in great circumstances when you're pregnant, you all of a sudden feel like everyone is pregnant.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's, or you know the way, it's like that thing of when you get...
Or people who want to get pregnant and all they see are pregnant women.
Yeah. You know, that's the way you have a car and then all of a sudden you see a load of people with your car.
Hello, Skoda.
No, I was giving you that. I was queuing that up for you there. But you know what I mean?
Isn't she got hashtag?
You've seen loads of Skodas everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they are everywhere because they're awesome.
But you start noticing it more.
Yes.
You know, and it's like that. Boom. Oh, God. I wouldn't wish the Leaving Cert on anybody.
No. And it was a stressful time. In our school, I kind of liked it because they decided once we got off school a week earlier than everyone else, so that we could study and we could go in and kind of use our teachers as grind teachers, essentially. Oh, yeah. They're like, we're here for you if you want to sit down, do extra classes. They were kind of good about that in our school. It was like, you're in fifth year now, you're an adult. We all go to the same pub, calm down. And
we all go to the same pub.
We'd see our teachers inside the pub going, how are you, Chris? How's it going? You're right there. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you stay on your side, we'll stay on our side.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And
oh God.
We were, and this was a huge thing at the time. I don't know if it's the same. You were allowed to wear your own clothes into your Leaving Cert. You were done with school, so you didn't have to wear your uniform.
Oh.
And other schools in Limerick were like, oh my God, the comp are allowed to wear their own clothes. We're like, yeah. What's wrong with these schools that make you get dressed up in something you've hated for 6 years while you're doing a state examination that basically your whole life has been built up to because it's made such a huge thing. But yet we've got people on the radio going, it doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about it. It's totally fine. At least let us do it in T-shirts and a shorts. It was lovely.
No, I don't know. There may have been some sort of grinds thing going on in my school. I'm not aware.
But did you have to do it in the uniform?
I had to do it in the uniform.
What's that about? Like, you're finished school.
Sorry. I put on a fucking maternity pad and put my school uniform back on and went in to do the Leaving Cert. Talk about fucking degrading. They didn't think I could handle seeing Katrina in a pair of pedal pushers. If, like, somebody wears their own clothes, I'm going to freak out going, oh my God, I thought her jeans were fucking amazing. I wonder where she got them. Oh my God, the exam's over. No! Like... cut them a bit of fucking credit.
Yes.
If they want to wear a uniform, let them wear a uniform. I get the whole thing of like, oh, it's just simpler, da, da, da. Yeah, grand. If that's what they want to do, fine.
But it is. But most people, like everyone in our school, it was really warm. So people were in shorts and T-shirts. Or else you're in your tracksuit because you want to be as... this is not a fashion show. You're not coming in in your heels. You're not like going straight from here to the club.
You've all known each other so long at that stage. Like nobody... you've gone beyond all of that kind of thing anyway. You know, like
it's
everyone's,
done. And then it's
everyone's
over.
Moving on.
And then it's this big thing that we build up
to. I know.
And then you're kind of sitting there, the analysing of the exams afterwards, where you put your head in your mouth and you're like,
disgusting thing.
I didn't understand that question. When you realize that you've read the question wrong and you've gotten the whole, you're like, I didn't, but I thought they said not to do that. And they're like, no, they said to do that.
So
feel like getting sick.
Bad.
the also plans amongst the friends to be, so I'm going to leave my logbook inside in my pencil case. I'm going to put my pencil case in the cistern of the toilet. So if anyone needs the logbook,
yeah,
you make sure that you go out. All these plans. And then there's someone sitting there watching you pee, essentially, because they're like, you can't close the door during your leaving cert. You can't. And like all the lads are like, well, I've written everything on my leg. I need to look at my logbook. Or were you allowed to bring your logbook in?
I can't remember. I can't remember. No, I know, honest to God, I didn't. I mean, I wrote loads of letters to people correcting. You know, I don't think you're allowed to write secret messages.
No, I would say.
But I definitely didn't cheat. I cheated a lot in school and I copied a lot of homework, but I definitely didn't cheat for the leaving. I would say that.
I would say that the issue there is not yours. It's the morality of the person who's correcting it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've written a note. You're just doing your leaving cert. It could have been you working out a simultaneous equation. And all of a sudden, I work out simultaneous equations by putting myself into scenarios where I've just had a baby and I'd like you to give me extra points. You can bullshit, you, Emma Doran, can bullshit your way out of that. It's up to the person.
Yeah,
if they believe you and are like, she's almost right here. Like, okay, she doesn't understand any Irish. But she did use the word Dreamra. So I'm going to give her a few points. That's up to them. That's not your morality. I would be interested.
I don't know.
I would be interested to hear if other people have done that and if what sort of cheating went on. I couldn't cheat because I'm bad at it.
Yeah, no, I definitely would definitely cheat on tests and all that.
There's definitely bits and bobs that went on during the leaving for stuff like that. You can find us on our... We should set up some sort of an email for people to
oh, yeah.
about things like that.
Yeah, out up. Anonymously.
Anonymously. The going to the toilet breaks.
Yeah.
Interesting, having someone stare at you. Those people who are in, what, fifth year? Or college students in first year who are outside the rooms watching you do your thing.
Yeah, I know some people. It pays relatively well, doesn't it?
Very well. My niece wants to do it. She's in fifth year. And I'm like, so you... are meant to be watching the sixth years who you think are cool and you're meant to be, I've got my eyes on you. That's not going to work out. It's not going to work out.
From what I can gather, people who do that then also go and work at the concerts. Well, this is just a referendum thing, but anyone I know who's done the exams, they go on to do concerts then at Marley Park. It's the same gang.
It's all the same Ponzi scheme. We're all
the same thing because you get paid quite well because obviously it's not like, you know, a huge amount of like days and hours, but you have to be available.
So are you talking, because my dad was an invigilator, you know, the people who just stood there at the top, and he loved it. Apparently he's doing it in college, and my mates would be like, sure, your dad would be whistling in the middle of the exam. We'd be like, Brendan, can you keep it down there? And he'd be like, you're all right, lads. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. There's always a few that are a bit of a character. Like there's, you know.
Yeah, there's a lovely story. Someone got in contact with me after he died and he was like, I was having a panic attack in an exam and your father took me out and he sat me down and he was like, okay, let's chill. Everything's going to be fine.
So nice.
I was like, it was actually a really lovely story about him. Mwah, love you. But
nice to share it with you though as well.
It was, people were, the stories people sent after. We'll do, you know what, we'll do a podcast on death because death can be quite joyful.
Yeah.
And the leaving cert does feel like death. See the way I always bring it back?
Yeah, that's very
pure
good.
Pure and pure.
You're professional.
The aurals and the orals are something else because I do know that we all, for our Irish, every single house in Limerick was on fire. Everyone had a chalk tree henna. And we had Dreamers all over the place. I don't know how there were ladders in any other part of Ireland because they were all in Limerick. Somehow we're all like, did a house burn down in yours? One teacher 20 years ago in Limerick decided this is how you pass your oral, okay? Just have a house go on fire. And in Limerick, let's be honest, believable.
I think we were all going to matches and concerts and stuff.
Matches. In France, I was always going on summer holidays.
Yeah. Oh, fucking mad about the beach. Constantly at the beach.
La plague.
Constantly.
Plage. Yeah. Plague.
Constantly going to the bank.
I was always at the bibliotheque.
Yeah.
So I was at the beach and the library was always directly beside the beach.
Yeah. Always getting stamps.
Get those.
Always getting stamps. Yeah. Fucking, how many pen pals did it? Like half a dozen pen pals or something?
And my uncles lived, like they basically lived in our house.
Oh, Yeah, I always had to spice up the family situation. Didn't
my shat was always sore and done. Le table.
I remember one time being in something, somebody turned around to me. I was like Spanish and fucking probably the junior star, and I'm there waffling on. I haven't a word of Spanish now. I haven't a word. And somebody turned around to me.
Give me a word of Spanish.
Oh, here we go. Lo siento, no no sé, soy forastero. That means I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm a foreigner. And I learned that, and I said, I'll use that. That's all I need. But I remember someone turned around to me like, geez, I didn't know you had two sisters. And I was like, news to me. Like, I never, real like tiny little details, I never got down. Do you know that kind of way?
No.
I just never. And the list, oh my God, the listening Irish.
Oh.
So many times. This is my problem, right? I'd hear the word, but I wouldn't know how to then put that on paper. So I'd go, what's that? How to spell that? And we, what? But that's why I just turned it, forgot it.
Also, you'd spend your whole life learning one form of Irish. And then the leaving cert, the day of the oral, you're going, sorry, there's five different Irish languages. You didn't bother to tell us this. So we're doing Ulster Irish today. And we've been learning Munster Irish for the last 16 years.
I was so annoyed the day they dropped that on us. So you're there, and the teacher has a little smirk on her face, whatever. And she drops the bomb on you that there's other dialects of Irish.
Oh, yeah.
And she works on the tape.
Yeah.
And what does he say? Could you hear it? You're like, say what?
Siobhan. Lots of Siobhans in Donegal.
It's like, I can't understand someone from Donegal at the best of times. Yeah. Now he's speaking Irish in his own twang Irish. I'm out.
And that's just lousy. That was lousy.
Do you know the way when you're doing that and you're sitting there going, what's going on? And you're looking at your mate and your mate's like, do you know what's going on? Then you look over and there's a few people in the class, and they're writing. Do you know those people that suddenly emerge in school? And you're like, sorry, did you just know this was happening? Did you just know?
Did you have a secret WhatsApp group that was letter writing back in the day or notes and journals and you just didn't include us?
Well, yeah. This is like pre, like internet on your phone days. Where, how do they know?
These are the people who got a mortgage when they were 27. Like they just knew. Yeah, they just knew. They knew how to, I don't need a mortgage broker. I'm going to be able to just grant. It's a few forms.
Yeah, they knew.
They're the people who, like Ella, they just perform. They know how to do it.
Ask for another page. Oh, fuck off. I've done my exam and written private notes to the people marking the exam and I don't need another page. You know the people, another page. And they still exist as adults even though they're not doing exams. But you know, these people are like, oh my God, I haven't done a tap. I haven't studied at all. Can I get another page, please?
Yeah.
Those people are the worst people.
Those were the, that was the moment when I thought, that's going to happen to me. It's just going to happen. It's all going to come into my head.
Oh yeah, and sink in.
I do think there's more, to be a little bit serious now, there is more understanding of the fact that not all people can rote learn.
Yeah, it doesn't suit 6 years
of school.
Yeah.
And that there are other ways around this. But we still place so much emphasis on this goddamn test. And hopefully it will get better. But we just want you to know one thing. And this comes from the heart of both myself and Emma.
Yeah.
I think that you guys, it just doesn't matter.
Look at us.
Don't worry about it. Look at us now. It just doesn't matter. Okay. Just be yourself. Everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
Okay, we did a few.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Let's hear
we
it.
We did a few on Instagram. And what is this segment of the podcast called, Emma?
Share your shame.
That's how you feel like doing it today. That's fine.
Whatever
way you artistically want to represent it.
Share your shame.
Does that feel like a leaving cert sort of way?
No. How would you do
it? I do it a guy with a quid.
Share your shame. Beep. Probably wasn't a long that enough delay perfect. There, was there?
Perfect. So as we all know, Emma is the only person who's ever been pregnant doing
only person, guys.
Exam.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm kind of the only 18-year-old who ever got pregnant in Ireland, but go on anyway.
I don't know who the hell these people are that have been getting in contact.
Oh, here we go. Someone's going to tell me they were 16.
The big liars.
Bastards.
I cannot tell you how many messages we got about people being pregnant.
Really? Yeah, I'd say a lot.
Found out I was pregnant when I got my leaving cert results. So not only, she's like, boom.
Oh, wow. That's a tricky one to navigate.
Just being like, so I got a B3 in French and a baby. Is that how it works?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that is very tough. I was pregnant. I was the first in my year to get preggers, yet I was called a frigid. I proved them wrong.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was called a frigid slapper before by a fella. I think that's, but it does actually sum me up. I am a frigid slapper.
You are a walking oxymoron.
Yeah.
You're a frigid slapper.
Yeah, that's what he called me. So, oh, Emma Dorn, she's a frigid slapper. It's good, isn't it?
Do you ever just sit there going, okay, how do you not fall down more?
It was basically the only reason he called me a frigid slapper was I would kiss him, but I didn't want to go any further. But I'd kiss, you know, the way you could kiss anybody.
Frigid slapper.
But I've seen, like, you just get a look at his ham fingers, and you're like, no, I think we'll just stick to the smooching. Anyway, look, no hard feelings, frigid slapper.
I think we need to bring that back. That's a t-shirt worthy thing. Frigid slapper. He's not getting any of it.
Yeah.
So many messages about people being pregnant during the leaving cert. Again, gold coppers card for everyone. Can we please get that sorted out? That is something that needs to happen. You deserve it. Well done to all of you. There's a lot of people was addicted to Rescue Remedy. Jesus, I don't know how I got through without the Rescue Remedies. Popping the Rescue Remedies like there were e-tabs and I was at a rave. People again.
Yes.
That's how much that they do. How about this person? It was 1992. I was the first out of every exam to be home in time for Knots Landing. Priorities.
That's good. I want to imagine that person having one of those, you know, those little small pizzas as well. Do you remember the little small pizzas?
I loved those.
Yeah, that's what I want to imagine, that they went home and that was their little snack or whatever.
This is, my dad died suddenly on the 28th of May 2001.
Oh yeah.
1 week later, my brother and I were doing the leaving. I look back now and think, how the fuck did I do that?
Yeah, that's Jesus Christ.
How in God's name did they make people do that for so long?
I know,
long?
But that's the thing. That's like the fact that they had to.
Yeah.
That they their only other option was to wait until the following year.
Yeah.
And then it's just this big cloud hanging over your head.
I just can't believe that it was so, there was just no compassion. In any way, shape, or form, this was a rigid rule. So,
oh,
Jesus,
that's it. Yeah.
Hope you're okay. And then every time the leaving cert comes around, of course, remind her dad, and you've just gone through his anniversary. So, I hope that you're doing okay. I'm going to resit my Irish papers this June to do teaching. 16 years since my first attempt, and 6 months pregnant when she was doing it the first time around.
So
best of luck.
She was 6 months pregnant when she was doing her leaving cert originally.
Yeah.
And she's going back now to do the Irish because she wants to do teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deadly. I love that.
That is deadly. It's also terrible that she has to go back and do a whole leaving cert Irish. Like, is there not a bit of cop on where can we get her to do a test there and she can probably get in? She's obviously done a bit of study. Left English paper early to get home to watch Ireland in the World Cup. I don't even like football.
Oh, well, sure. Do you remember when Big Brother used to be on?
Yeah.
Big Brother was on when I was doing my junior leaving. But like I would get so, I'd watch that on E4 and I get so distracted and I would listen to the bird chirp noise. I would like, no, I'll start studying at half.
My friends for 3 years, she couldn't, like every summer she had to have that on in the background to see.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
it was
yeah,
her
yeah.
white noise. Unbelievable.
Totally understand that. Yeah.
Day one, Ireland versus Germany in the World Cup. We heard screams from the pub when Ireland scored. Leaving Cert 2002, World Cup was on, Ireland playing Germany. The supervisor had the poor girl outside the door listening to the match on the radio and she had to announce what was going on in the middle of the exam.
Jesus Christ. I see, it's funny because I don't hate football, but obviously Shane is a massive football fan, but he'll a lot of the time know when things happened to do with what was going on with football at the time. Or he'll know, his geography is really good. But he'll know lots of places through football and different football clubs and, you know, football players and where they're from. And he'll go and like look into that and whatever. And I'm just like,
but it is a weird thing. It's like, oh, yeah, that was in Giants Stadium on June 14th, 1994. And you're like, OK,
I'll take your word for it.
Because they remember John Aldridge. Like, it's just, it is mad. Irish oral examiner fell asleep like full on snoring. So what do you do then? Do you say, well, it's not my surely that examiner has to be embarrassed and is like, say nothing and I'll just A1 that.
I wonder what happens there. Imagine going to a school.
I know.
And then falling. That's.
He'd been out in the beer because the football was on the night before. He's like, oh, cheated on one of my exams, had a big bag in the bathroom. So a sneaky look at one of the books. How did you get away with that?
A big bag in the bathroom.
Had a big bag in the bathroom. Had their bag in the bathroom and just obviously used it as a filing cabinet. I genuinely, that is fascinating. How you cheat in the Leaving Cert, because that thing was locked down.
Once you get into the head frame of you're going to cheat, all your time goes into the cheating part.
That's what has to happen.
Yeah, it has to.
I got a good few messages on this. I'm going to read this one out.
Yeah.
I was a part of the 2009 group that had to attend English Paper 2 on the Saturday because the wrong paper was given out in Louth. So on English Paper 1 day, they had given them out Paper 2. So they had seen it, the exam. It went essentially viral. I'm still traumatized. That was a scandal. I just remember all of Ireland collectively we had the vapors, we didn't know what to do. I was doing a talk show on the radio at the time and it was like, how are we ever going to recover as a nation from this awful thing?
They saw it.
And they had to change the whole paper. I had lots of messages from people going, I had studied everything that came up on that goddamn paper in Louth and not one thing for the Saturday. Like,
imagine.
It's what you always dreamt of.
Like, there is a lot of luck involved as well. And the fact of having to go in and do an exam on a Saturday.
My dad was a supervisor that year, 2009. A distressed student approached him as she was bridesmaid for her sister on the Saturday. And he got permission to allow her to sit it on the Friday night. They started at 6 and went until 9. Can you imagine the poor girl?
Oh my God.
That was a
huge stress.
I need to watch the 2009 Reeling in the Years. I'd say it is PTSD for people.
Oh my God. They saw the exam.
My exam was going so badly that my scribe told me to be quiet and started answering it herself. I passed. Now that is how to cheat in the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, that's good.
I burned my peg book out the back the day of the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, it has to be done.
I can't believe that I am clapping book burning.
No, I burnt everything on my uniform.
What?
Yeah.
What? Not only are you a stain on the good people of Rathfarnham, but environmentally you're a disaster.
No, it had to be done. It had to be done. It was like a witch's seance or something. There was no other way around it. It had to be burnt.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Burning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it cathartic?
Yeah, to be honest.
Did you do like a bonfire or just do it yourself at the back garden?
I think I just did it myself out the back. No, in a bin. In the bin I did it.
What bin? Whose bin?
Our bin, but it was when you had the wheelie bins, but you had like other bins as well. Like the.
It was a steel bin, was it?
Yeah.
Very American of you.
Yeah, I think there was like one out the back.
And being in Rathfarnham, there were neighbours who thought you were burning a body and you were going to bury it up the Dublin Mountains.
Something they hadn't seen before. No, it needed to be burnt. It needed to be burnt. But who doesn't love a fire? You were at that age, though, where you were constantly starting fires all the time.
You said that in such a way that I'm like, all right, Stephen King, fire starter.
Look, if you haven't spent a Saturday afternoon as a teenager burning plastic, I mean, have you got a hobby? Okay, la-di-da, la-di-da.
Not these days. Ella wouldn't be doing that. The world, the planet.
No, she cares about the world, yeah.
That stuff. Went out and got loaded the Sunday night before the leaving. Died for days. Not my wisest move. All my mates finished their leaving cert before me. They started going out in the absolute razz. Guess what I did? Razz puked the whole way through my exam the next day. The amount of messages I got about people being absolutely twisted makes me feel like I didn't do my leaving cert to the max. Oh,
sorry, but some people, I assume, they knew that maybe they had a portfolio handed in and they'd been accepted somewhere.
No, I think people were just getting shit-faced.
But isn't that the thing that sometimes there can be such a big build-up to something that when it comes round to it, you find it hard to keep the momentum going and you just kind of like, ugh.
Oh yeah, you're dead to the world. Know? You're dead in your feet.
You're like when people totally go to weddings and there's a big build up and then they're fucked by 6 o'clock and in bed like.
Mine was, I just remember I had the economics. So you were after me.
Oh yeah.
Everyone, so mine was the 19th. I think it was. And everyone had started going out by the 15th.
Okay.
And I had
to
wait those 2 extra nights.
Oh, that's killer.
And by the time I went out, I was like going around being like, who? And they're all like, we're on night 3, Maureen. I was like, you're 18. You can do this. It was so annoying. Left my biology exam early so I could catch the bus to meet my new boyfriend. I got an A2 though.
Wow.
That boyfriend was grooming you. Come on. It doesn't matter what you get, baby. I'm going to mind you.
Yeah, we need to know more details on him. But an A2.
A2. Leaving early.
Hell.
More paper, please.
More paper, please.
And then more people burning their books. And one person here who I just want to say hello to, because I didn't know anyone else who did this book, Death and Nightingales, burnt that book so bad. Can't believe they made a movie with Jamie Dornan. I can't look at the man since. I agree with you. That book is the worst. Guess what? Pregnancy.
Oh, again.
Bad. Men being bad. Raping, cheating, incest, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Let's throw that in the Leaving Cert. It was so miserable.
What's that all about?
It was the worst book I've ever read in my entire life. Thank you so much for your Shelly O'Shames ago and lovely day.
Yeah, it's, you know, like if you speak to any Irish person and you ask them about the Leaving Cert, you're not going to meet one person that's just going to say, oh God, I don't remember, so long ago.
It's PTSD.
Yeah.
It's a collective trauma that everyone has.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we're going to do about it. When they eventually do get rid of it and it's replaced with something else.
Yeah, we'll be replaced.
We'll all be like, it's not the same. You know, they haven't had the same.
It's easy now. They don't. It's not the leaves or the weeded. No matter what age you are, if you did shit in an exam or something, don't be afraid to cry. I did it in my driving test. Passed first time.
Did you say, I need a car because I've got a baby? I need to be able to bring my baby to the doctor.
I tell you something, I didn't take that fucking car seat out of the back.
Oh, well done. Well
done. Just really good for me to be able to drive. Just being a single parent and all, going to college, trying to get my education. Didn't know how to reverse around a corner, but who fucking does? When do you ever do that?
Don't have to. Listen, we're day 2 of the leaving.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's doing okay. Even the people that haven't known anyone doing the Leaving Cert for 20 years. We're thinking about you.
Yeah, because you're probably going, oh, everything's about the Leaving Cert. Sorry.
You're like, of course these fuckers have to bring out a podcast on the Leaving Cert. Do they have an original thought in their head? No, we don't.
Sorry. Okay, have a good week.
Death is coming next. I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Emma Dorn.
And this was...
And Another Thing.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.